Welcome to the Goal Getter Podcast. My name is Anna Wallace and I'm the founder of the Weight Loss Academy Coaching Certification. I'm a registered nutritionist, NLP practitioner, life and success coach. I'm a serial goal getter and obsessed with helping you achieve more out of life, more happiness, fulfillment, excitement, you name it. I want you to realize your potential and that everything you want to achieve is possible with the right attitude and mindset. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, take control of your eating habits, start a business, become a health coach, or connect yourself on a more spiritual level, this podcast is for you. Look at this podcast as your daily dose of goodness to help you be, do, and have exactly what you want in life. I will provide you with the tools, strategies, resources, interviews, and solo episodes to inspire you to live your best life. I'm excited to guide you on this path. So thank you for hitting play. Let's dive in. Hi everyone and welcome to episode 2 of the Goal Getter Podcast, 3 ways to see light in a dark time. So essentially I want to record this podcast today to really give you some inspiration and tips to help you navigate this time where we're really in the thick of it with coronavirus, depending of course when you listen to this episode, but that's essentially what's going on in the world right now. Most countries are on lockdown. I'm in the Netherlands. We're not like in full lockdown, but we've been not really going too far for the past couple of weeks. So I think in this time, because you know we're seeing so much on social media, we're also seeing so much on the news, and we're every single day we're being thrown so much information, which is quite negative, which is quite heavy, and it definitely is making an impact on how we feel. It can make us feel more stressed, more overwhelmed, more anxious, more panicky. So I think it's very, very important for us to control how we feel and to, you know, to start doing different things during this time to actually make us feel better. And I feel like we can actually, you know, even though there's so much going on in the world right now, we can't deny there's people's lives are being taken away from them. There are people that are being, they're seriously ill from this virus. And we know like that is going on, like that is so real right now. But if you're not like directly impacted by it at this current moment in time, I do believe that we can do some positive things ourselves so that we can use this time in a way that is going to serve us rather than going down the rabbit hole. And when I say going down the rabbit hole, I mean like going backwards with your eating habits, you know, like just not even paying attention, snacking all the time, not eating your regular meals, you know, having no structure there, doing no exercise. You know, it would be very, very easy in this time to just, you know, give everything up, you know, because we're not in our normal routine. We don't have our normal structure. And essentially, a lot of people would go backwards. But I want to empower you in this episode because I want to explain to you that it doesn't have to be that way. And actually, we can do different things in this time that can help us feel better, essentially, and help us use this time, I don't want to say in a wise way, but we can make the most of it, actually. We can really make the most of this time because I guarantee, you know, touch wood, that we're never going to have a period again in our lives when we're going to be forced to sit inside. You know, the thing we should look at it is Mother Nature is taking a well-deserved rest right now. It's like a reset that's going on. And I've heard a lot of people saying this online as well. It's like Mother Nature is taking a reset. She's having a break. But what if we need to do that as well? Like what if we as individuals need to stop, need to have a break, need to go inwards, need to, you know, take stock on our life? Like maybe that's also what we should be doing in this time. And I'm going to be sharing a little bit more about that in this episode. But the first thing I want to touch on today is actually about gratitude. I know for me personally, I have really started to appreciate the smallest of things in the past couple of weeks. I've started to realize that certain things don't matter anymore. It doesn't matter if I got nice clothes. Nobody is seeing what I look like at the moment. Nobody cares what I'm dressed like. it doesn't matter, you know, all these other things that we were always worrying about, or like money, for example, or of course, like money is handy, but in times like this, it doesn't matter. Like, what's actually important? What is important? What's important right now is the health of our loved ones. What's important right now is that we have somewhere where we feel safe and we feel secure. So we have a home, you know, that we have something. I know for me as well, like, even though I'm stuck at home every single day, I still have my work. I'm grateful for that. I still have that thing that I can, you know, focus on. I still have that thing that I have purpose for. I still, you know, I'm keeping other people motivated. That keeps me motivated as well. So I'm literally like, there's like three to four things that I'm just so unbelievably grateful for. Also the blue skies. Like, I don't know, it's so strange since all this has happened. You know, we're getting like pure blue skies every single day here in the Netherlands. I haven't seen it in like years like this. But I'm just so appreciated. I'm so appreciating the blue skies, being able to go outside and get some fresh air. Like at one point we might not be able to do that. So I really encourage you to try to look at this time and be thankful for it. Be thankful for what you have, because also when we're in a state of gratitude, we can't be in fear. When we're in a state of gratitude, we can't be in panic. We are literally in that gratitude energy. You know, we're in that grateful kind of energy, and it's not a negative energy, you know? So when we really like are in that place of being thankful for the situation, for where we are, for what we're doing, it helps to raise our vibration. It helps to make us actually feel better in the moment. So I'd really, really encourage you to just to think about that. Like if you feel like you're focusing a lot on the things that you have to do, you know, maybe it's busy for you. Maybe you're running around with the kids. Work is intense. And maybe you feel like you don't have a moment yourself, which, you know, sometimes it feels like that. I encourage you to, because this is what I'm doing, I encourage you to think of like, isn't it wonderful that I can do this? Isn't it wonderful that I can run around after my kids? Isn't it wonderful that my kids are here? Isn't it wonderful I'm able to work from home when I can? You know, those things that annoy us, I think they're trivial, you know, and we need to always remind ourselves of the bigger picture. And actually, what's really, really important in life is, you know, our family, our loved ones, those people that are close to us. I think that's also what this whole experience is really showing me as well, just how quickly something can come along and turn things really, really upside down. And so having gratitude for those normal everyday things, I think, is really, really important. And the second tip that I want to share with you today is all about resetting and evaluating. You know, like as I said before, Mother Earth is having her break right now. You know, the pollution levels are dropping. We've seen like pictures of the Venice canals. They're clear. There's so many beautiful things going on right now in the world. So she's taking a well-earned break. But maybe we also need to do that as well. Maybe this is like a, you know, we're being forced to slow down. We're being forced to stop running around and going from one thing to the next. And I'm really using it also as a time to think to myself, you know, what's important to me, but like, you know, what's next? So it's thinking about that reset and reevaluation for yourself in terms of your lifestyle. How could you reevaluate your lifestyle right now? What's working for you? What's not working for you? What needs some attention? You know, do you start need to start giving your eating habits more attention? Are you letting that drop? And do you need to start, you know, prioritizing moving your body? Is your career working for you right now? Or is it time for a change? Is it time to start learning something else? Is it time to start doing something different? Okay, so I feel like there's beauty in this time. There's beauty in this time for you to think about, you know, like I don't want to say what's going on in your life, but where you are and if you're feeling completely happy and if there's anything that you feel like you want to work on, say, in the coming months or the next couple of years. Because it's beautiful because we're not going anywhere. And this is the first time ever we've had this experience where we're literally not allowed to, you know, pretty much go outside our house. So we can really sit down and evaluate things and think about things like, what is it that I want? Am I happy? Am I fulfilled? Maybe you really enjoy your career and you're thinking, you know what? I want to go for the next position. I want to go for the higher up position. And you want to start thinking about how you would do that. Maybe a promotion or something like that. So there's so many different things that you can think like, okay, you know, I'm not saying that it always has to be about the next step, but I think it's beautiful to grow as an individual because I think we are here to grow. I don't think we're here to stay stagnant and just doing the same thing over and over. I don't believe that. I believe we're here to grow and develop and to reach our full potential. I don't know if we ever reach it, but I do believe that we're supposed to thrive and to flourish and to do different things. And it looks different for every single person, you know? But this could be a really good time for you to evaluate what's going on in your life and what the things that you would maybe like to work on in the future. And that kind of brings me into point three, which is do the things that you've been putting off for months. You know, like if you have been not giving, as I said before, not giving your eating habits any attention, and maybe you're gaining weight and maybe you're not feeling as healthy. Maybe you're struggling to like run up the stairs. Maybe you're, you've got no routine with your food. You're just like picking things as you go along and you know that like you need to give this some focus. This is your time. If you want to start exercising, you know, try it at home. Do something at home. You know, at home, you're so comfortable. It doesn't, because maybe you're afraid to go to the gym and try something in the gym. Try something at home. And then there's no one there that you're, you know, you can totally do it in your own room or, you know, you have that space to just try anything, essentially. So trying different workout programs, trying meditation, trying yoga. Trying these things that will help you connect to yourself. Because if you're someone who's like working all the time, stress, it's like your life is like go, 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 you're probably going to feel quite disconnected from yourself. And you're probably just going to be surviving. You know, like even in this period right now, it might feel like you're also surviving as well. But what I want to say to you is in the evening, instead of watching Netflix or, you know, doing something like that, why not do something that's going to fill up your cup a little bit more? Now, I'm not saying that never to watch Netflix because I do myself, absolutely. But I think if we're doing these things every single night when we could be doing something that would maybe make us feel a bit better, then we should try that. So if it's meditation, if it's journaling, if it's trying some yoga, some stretching, listening to an audiobook, picking up a book and reading, and you know, doing those things that we've been putting off for ages. And that's what I've been doing as well. Like I'm taking this time to, I've been able to get my podcast out. I'm able to record more episodes. I'm also developing a nutrition short course. I'm able to do an extra enrollment for the Weight Loss Academy coaching certification. So I'm really just trying to make the most of this time because I'll never get it back. And while the world is upside down, we have to realize that we know what's going on, right? And our hearts are with everyone that's infected and impacted by this, you know, and we have to do our best as individuals to reduce the spread of what's going on, you know, so by staying inside and limiting the contact with people, we have a duty to do that. Okay. But beyond that, we can't do much more. So panicking, you know, being anxious, stressing about, you know, what's going on outside the world, it actually doesn't do you any good. It's really not going to help you. You know, I understand that you might have fear around your family getting sick. I understand that because it's very, very valid feelings, but I want you to understand that those feelings, they're not going to serve you. They're actually not going to serve you. You know, they're not going to make you feel better. They're actually going to make you feel worse. And they're going to make the situation explode for you. So I think it's more important for us to try to be in control of ourselves as much as we can. And when I say in control, I don't mean like literally in control. I mean doing different things every single day to make us feel better, to manage our energy state, okay? Because if we're absorbing everything that's on social media, if we're reading the news, or listening to the news every time it comes on, so maybe 4, 5, 6 times a day, if we're getting negative, 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 that's, we're absorbing all this information, and it's going to create fear and panic. And then if we're not doing anything to release these feelings, so if you're not like meditating, journaling, if you're not exercising, eating well, you know, you're essentially having all this tension inside of you, and you're not even releasing it, and you're gonna feel terrible. So it's gonna just keep getting worse. So it's very, very important for you to do things that are going to help you feel better in this time, and to do those things that you've been putting off. There's never been a better time to cook nourishing meals. Like, we've got time in the kitchen. Never, you know, like, we never ever, I always am hearing from clients that they never have time to be cooking in the kitchen. And now, you know, we're at home. So you have that time. You can go into the kitchen. You can cook some fresh meals. So that's essentially what I wanted to share with you all today. Just some ways that we can choose to see light in this dark time, you know, because we can't deny there's a lot of darkness. There's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of pain. But we as individuals, what we can do is we can try and control our own energy so that we're not, you know, going down the rabbit hole ourselves, so that when we come out of this the other side, we're actually feeling better. We're feeling more empowered. You know, we didn't let ourselves slip. And I don't mean like, if you slip, the thing about it is every day is not going to be fantastic. I don't wake up every single day and like, oh yeah, today is great, and today I'm totally, you know, okay with everything today. No, because also we're human. But if we can, you know, try to make a bit of an effort, then that's the most important thing. It's not about perfection. Okay, everyone. So I hope today's episode was useful. As I said, I just wanted to share a little bit of insight, some tips, some inspiration, some advice to help you use this time in a positive way, so that you could do the things that you've maybe been putting off. It's an excellent time to get creative, to think about what's next for you. What are you happy? What makes you happy? What do you want more of in your life? What are you thankful for? What's important to you? It's definitely an experience of going more inwards and connecting more to yourself. That's so what I'm doing as well. And it helps me to get so much clearer on my vision, my purpose, my passion. So it can be a really, really beautiful time. And that's essentially what I wanted to share with you all today. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would really be so grateful if you would hit the subscribe button and also leave me a review as well. I'd be really, really grateful for that. And I will see you soon for episode 3.